Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
We welcome you back into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. We're chatting with the founder and CEO of Rise Gardens, Hank Adams. What makes Rise Gardens different from some of the others? I mean, obviously, you're not the first one to do anything along these lines. You seem to be doing it better and certainly with a lot more variety and keeping the families involved and so forth. Is it the app as well? And what does the app do for us?
Yeah, so it's a good question. There's a couple things I'd say that are different about our system. One is that it is an IoT-based system, so you know, that means it's got a Wi-Fi chip on it. It communicates with my phone. It will update, you know, tell me when I need to add water. There's a bunch of sensors on the system. So it tells me when I need to add water. It tells me when I need to add some nutrients. It tells me if a plant is ready to harvest. I'm sure it's telling me right now that arugula is ready to harvest. You know, get it out of there. So that's one unique thing. The other thing is, as I said, it's a platform. So you know, all our systems are basically, you know, this is a little tray that sits in here. But we have different styles of trays that will grow, you know, are designed for different plants. And, you know, we even have, you know, plant supports that slide in here, you know, to support a large plant like a tomato or a pepper. And, you know, other systems really, if they sell you tomatoes, they don't sell you that stuff because they're really not set up. I started in the indoor, you know, commercial grade gardening. So we took that system and shrunk it down for consumers. So, you know, we have three-part nutrients, we manage your pH, we have all sorts of sensors on the system, stuff that other people don't do, but it leads, I mean, we just had New York Magazine just did a review of all the gardens out there, and they said, you know, by far the Rise Garden herbs tasted much better than the others, which conformed to our own testing because we really manage things so that the plants get the right amount of nutrients and the right amount of light and the pH of it, so they're able to take up all the nutrients. It's really a very sophisticated system, but we can swap out accessories to grow larger plants. We have a microgreens system coming out very soon. And so on one large garden, you could be growing tomatoes, peppers, kales, eggplant, Swiss chard, microgreens, herbs, you know, lettuces. And I was until very recently. I'd be in front of my big garden, but I'm moving here in about a week. And so I shut that down. And so this is what I have, but this one's great too. This one's been very popular. It's a lower price point because it's smaller. It fits on countertops. It fits underneath a cabinet. You know, people can grow herbs in it. You can do it year round. So it's popular too. But it's that flexibility that's different in the variety that you can grow in our system. Plus, it's a food-based system. It's really not a novelty. I think a lot of people kind of did these hydroponic systems as sort of novelties, but we view it as really a food production system.
That's terrific. And let's talk about the price range. What do they start at for the personal garden on up to, I'm seeing the triple family garden, and no doubt you could have multiples of each as well, I'm sure.
And we have customers who do have multiple. So we have some that have, you know, multiple three-tier family gardens. So they're producing a lot of food off of that, I can tell you. So this one is $280. And you know, you get everything you need to grow with that. We'll send you, you know, a month's worth of plants and nutrients and everything else. So you've got everything you need to start. The family garden, it comes as a one level system, which is $550. And then it's $200 a level above that. So $550, $750 or $950. We don't go above three levels.
Okay.
But frankly, three is more than enough for a family to you know, get a lot of their vegetable matter and herbs and stuff.
So you include the seeds or plants or whatever, just everything, it sounds like, as well as the ability to have all the high-tech side of it to make a gardener out of anybody, even like me at some point.
And we really do. I mean, there's a lot of technology in this. There's three circuit boards on our system. You know, we design the lights, we design the control board. There's a little UX interface that allows you to dim the lights or, you know, flashes at you or shows you how much water you have. I mean, there's a lot of tech built into this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in addition to the app and then, of course, all the seeds and consumables. But yeah, you get a box of seeds and you just, you know, you pull those out and put them in a little, you know, plastic container like this, and then you pop it into that tray lid, you know, and then you add water, and that's kind of it. We'll tell you when you need to add nutrients or, you know, add a little pH management system, but that's all through the app, and you don't have to be a great gardener. Dave, you could have a fabulous looking garden like this yourself. I trust me.
Even I could do it. And you can tell, I'm assuming your son, he didn't have to try to crawl behind you. It was fine. We're in your house. I get it.
Yeah.
Tell him hello. I thought that was kind of funny. Those watching the video, you'll see what I mean. You might have to rewind it a couple seconds. It's funny. Can these also, Hank, be used outside or you don't recommend that, I'm guessing, unless they're maybe under cover because of the electronics involved?
Or? Yeah, you have electronics that I wouldn't encourage you to have outside. You could have it out on the patio, I suppose. What that does bring up a good question, though, which is, you know, I'm a gardener, have been for years. This is not really meant to be a either or equation. We're not saying, oh, this is better because it's year round and it's perfect light and all that.
Yeah,
it's really meant to be both, right? I start things in my garden this time of year because I really can't go outside till mid May with my plants. And, you know, they've got a month or two of growth on them, and then I'll put them in the garden outside. So it's meant to be complimentary. It's a good starter kit for outdoor growing. But in Chicago, you know, by July, it's too hot for my, you know, my greens and, you know, my spinach, all those plants that are more sensitive, they get too hot. So, you know, it kind of, this complements the growing outdoors.
Sure. Yeah, we can relate here in Miami to it being too hot almost year round. But we also don't have that problem with winter. So it's never really too cold. But I like the fact that as you nurture these things indoors, no reason why as it gets bigger, you couldn't replant it outside in your vegetable garden or otherwise. So are you able to do any fruit as well? One thing I have done in my front patio were strawberries. And man, did we get a bunch of them. And I thought, how cool is that? So I have to remember to go out and water it periodically. But the fact is, even something like that wasn't making me a gardener. I'm not going to admit that. But was easy enough to do and get something out of it. I know you mentioned vegetables, but I'm guessing you can do whatever you can grow in there. Or can folks get their own seeds and plant them alongside things they've gotten from you?
Yeah, that's a good question. We do sell blank seeds, so you can put whatever plants you want in there. You can do strawberry seeds, but so a lot of people have been using our system to do bare root strawberries. So they're strawberries that are sold, you know, that have been put in hibernation, you know, in a fridge somewhere. You get them shipped to you. You pop in the system. They pop back to life, and they're plants that are 2-3 years old sometimes, which is actually good for strawberries because it takes them, you know, a couple of years before they really get into full productivity. And so by year 2 and 3, they're really producing. So we've had luck with strawberries. Like I said, you can get I encourage people to go check out our website and our Instagram feed. Those are, everything there is what people really grew in our system, but eggplants and peppers and tomatoes, and our tomatoes will actually produce for 4 months, you know, unlike outdoors.
Yeah.
It just keeps going.
Nice.
Really, really productive now.
Boy, you have our mouths watering and there's all sorts of incentives here. And again, it's also healthier, as you mentioned too. So it's a win-win. We invite our audience to check out Rise Gardens RISEGardens.com. Just like it sounds, R-I-S-E, gardens, plural, right, .com. And of course, we'll get you there too when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. And you'll want to do that so you can come and see not only Hank and his garden over his shoulder, but all the other video we've added as well, showing the things that Hank is talking about. Thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us. Very cool. I say you're close to making me an indoor gardener myself. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
We'll check back in 6 months.
Yeah, there you go. And we'll see what we've been able to grow. So we do thank you very much for joining us. Keep up the good work. Good luck with your upcoming move. And keep us informed about the other cool things you're adding. I love the technology behind all of this as well. Awesome.
Great. Thank you so much, Dave. Really enjoyed being here.
It's our pleasure. RISEGardens.com. Hank Adams is the founder and CEO of Rise Gardens. We'll get you there. Be sure to hit us up at intotomorrow.com. And if you've yet to see the video, you're listening on the radio or podcast or stream, you want to see this. It's really very, very cool. So intotomorrow.com for that. Meantime, we're back with more, bringing you further into tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network. Don't go away.